And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Big Top Chautauqua in Bayfield is the region's premier musical showcase, featuring national acts as well as local performers. They're often on stage under the tent at the same time. One of those regulars is Molly Otis of groups like Molly and the Haymakers and currently Molly and the Danger Band, who hit the country music chart in the 1990s and has been a fixture on the local circuit and beyond ever since, including as a member of the Blue Canvas Orchestra. And she joins me now, along with Seth Murato from Big Top. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Molly and Seth.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Seth. Hi, Robin. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Molly?
So, Seth, tell us some of the highlights of the season, and it has already started. You kicked it off with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Who are some of the other national acts?
Well, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, they've been here 14 times, and this is their farewell tour, so it's their last time at the tent, we believe. Lori Morgan is really big in the old school country community. Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA, considered one of the biggest ABBA tribute bands in the world. Lyle Lovett and his large band will be here this summer. Ricky Skaggs, Graham Nash, Mary Mack, Charlie Behrens, and then one that people maybe don't know of is Jake Shimon Bakuro. He's considered one of the best ukulele players in the world.
It's amazing. You can't believe the noise he makes from a ukulele. It's crazy.
Well, I don't know if we want to call it noise, but let's take a listen. And that's the ukulele of Jake Shimon Bakuro. We're speaking with Molly Otis and Seth Murato from Big Top Chautauqua. We're talking about the season of Bayfield's premier musical venue. Seth, some of the local favorites include Michael Laughing Fox Charette.
Absolutely, yeah. He has two shows. We have a free family show, the Essential Health Free Family Matinees, that at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We have several of those this year, and Michael Laughing Fox will be doing one of those called Songs and Stories of the Anishinaabe. And then that same day, later in the evening, Laughing Fox and Friends with the Blue Canvas Orchestra, also June 22nd. Then obviously the Blue Canvas Orchestra shows our resident house band that Molly's a member of. There are several shows, including one new show this year, Chief O'Neill and the Lost Tunes of Ireland, which this police chief in Chicago, he was a music collector and he collected all this music from Ireland. And the music that he collected was published back in 1903 into 1924 and basically ended up building the biggest collection of traditional Irish music that existed.
Well, Molly, I was going to ask you, as a regular in the Blue Canvas Orchestra, who are you looking forward to playing with? But tell me about this one.
Well, Robin, I have just returned from a month in Ireland and on my own would go into bars and pubs and sit in on these sessions. And these are the tunes. And it is really fun music. I'll be playing a lot of fiddle music on this, probably mandolin. It'll be a mix of the history and the music. And I think we're going to take some of this traditional stuff and put a fresh twist on it, a modern twist. Should be great.
You have a couple of theme shows like the Bob Dylan Retrospective and Ladies of Laurel Canyon. Tell us about those.
Absolutely. Ladies of Laurel Canyon, we have, if you're familiar with Laurel Canyon in the 60s in California, it's where a lot of this just really popular, really good music came out of Joni Mitchell, Carole King, the Mamas and the Papas. So that's a focus on that, you know, kind of grouping. And we have a show, Highway 61 Revisited, which is a Bob Dylan retrospective. And that's not a new show, but it's been several years since it's been performed. Molly can speak some on that too. Picking on Rock.
Oh, I'll talk about Picking on Rock.
Yes, please do.
That's
yeah.
My show.
My
yeah.
favorite show.
Yeah, the Picking on Rock show is we take rock and roll classics and we put that music to a 8-piece bluegrass band. And we reinvent the songs. And it's funny how some of these rock and roll classics, all of a sudden, you know, they're kind of edgy, and all of a sudden, they kind of have a happy tone to them.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been sleeping like a log.
And joining us on that show is Ed Willett on cello, who is world class. He played 13 years with the LA Symphony, and he comes into our humble stage and really blesses the stage. So the Picking on Rock show is really fun, and we always add surprises.
All right. And the events continue through September. Information is at bigtop.org. Simple enough. And information about Molly and the Danger Band can be found at thedangerband.com. And Molly, I understand you and the Danger Band are going to be the halftime entertainment at the Twin Ports new Arena Football League team of the Duluth Harbor Monsters at Amsoil Arena on July 20th.
Yes, that's it, the Harbor Monsters. I find this hilarious because I'm not a football fan.
So do the Harbor Monsters have a theme song, or are you writing that?
Oh, boy, that's a good idea. It would be kind of easy to write something about a harbor monster, right?
Right. Especially if you're a Danger Band. Yeah. Yes, right. Seth, a final word back to Big Top. What can you say to a first-time attendee?
It's one of those things. To me, this venue is so hard to talk about because you tell somebody about this. It's live music under a big tent in the Northwoods, and you're up on the top of the ski hill overlooking Lake Superior and Bayfield, Wisconsin, and they're like, oh, yeah, that sounds really cool. I'd like to do it. But when you get people to go and they've been, they can't stop talking about it. There's something about being there in the woods under this tent with the acoustics and the sound and the quality of the talent that it's very unique and it's very special, and it's something that most people come back.
Well, we've been speaking with Molly Otis and Seth Murato of Big Top Chautauqua. Thank you for joining us, Molly and Seth.
Thanks, Robin.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And you can always find great stories from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.